En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So the NBC deal with the NBA has led to Michael Jordan doing these sit-down conversations with Mike Tirico, and they've been dropping in portions
of it. Once or so a week.
And, the topic of load management came up. And, Greg, if we could play cut number one, this is Michael Jordan's thoughts on load management in today's NBA.
Agreed. And load management in the NBA has driven me nuts ever since it became part of how teams operate throughout the course of the season. It never used to be a thing. And you can't say, well, it's more physical now. It's not. Look at the games that Jordan played against the Pistons. Look at how the NBA was officiated then versus now. It was much more physical. It was a brutal sport. And now there's little to no defense, little to no contact, unless you hit the ground because you're flopping. Like, that's the biggest contact that they have in NBA games right now. And I do agree with the fact that it is an entertainment business. You're getting paid exorbitant amounts of money. And you're telling me you can't go because you're tired?
I don't think it's that they can't go because they're tired. I think it's strategic. I think it's work smarter, not harder. They want to have them playing their best ball at the end of the season.
Then the NBA needs to play less games.
I mean, maybe that is the answer.
Well, it's not going to happen, but they played 82 back then. They play 82 now.
Yeah, but the argument is, as we get smarter, we want to play strategically. And while you're doing a disservice to your fans, which no fan's going to want to hear, their ultimate goal is to win as many games as possible and to position themselves as best to win the NBA championship. So if I got to sit a veteran player on a back-to-back in February to keep him fresh and playing his best at the end of the year. I mean, Jordan sounds like an old man in that clip. Well, he didn't have to, but that's not what we do anymore. We are smarter about it now.
I hate that argument.
Tougher. He was tougher. If that's what you want me to say, he was tougher. Doesn't mean it was smarter.
I mean, one of the reasons why we separate Jordan from LeBron is because Jordan wanted to go out there every single night and prove that he was the best player.
I think another way we separate him is LeBron's career is much longer. And I wonder if it has something to do with the fact that you get more out of your career when you take a Tuesday off here or there.
Well, yeah, but also Jordan stepped away.
Well, yes.
He could have still played. He decided to go play baseball for a little bit.
And the other part of this is not everybody's Jordan, not everybody's LeBron. Somebody else might need more maintenance to be their best in June. And what's, as a fan, I get it. You bought tickets. It might be the only game you go to that year, or one of only two or three you go to that year. The team, unfortunately, has to prioritize their performance over your fun Tuesday. That's why we've seen load management.
But he pointed out in some of this interview that the guy sitting in the 300 level that just worked his butt off to go to the game deserves me to be on the floor.
Yeah.
Right, but the team
you
is
don't agree with
no,
that.
No, the team is not worried about the guy in the 300 section. Break it to that guy.
Well,
like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but the team is more concerned about the performance of their players. not making every single fan happy. And I'll ask you as a fan, would you rather them make you happy today or run the organization in the way they think is best to win the championship?
If I buy tickets for my family and take them to the game, I want to see Cade Cunningham play.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, happens. Because you're trying to control something. Let it play out, okay? Jordan's career played out. Ooh, he suffered a 65-game injury in 86. He still went out after that and did what he did for his entire career. Stop trying to control everything and just go out and compete. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, and whatever happened to every time you go out there, you want to win that game. It feels like that's not the case anymore. We just want to win enough to get into the playoffs and then enough to win a championship.
Flip a switch when you get there.
Right.
We're heading towards a collision course where you could make an argument here. If Indiana wasn't doing what they were doing, that Ohio State could rest players against Michigan because they want to protect things. That's the world you want to live in. I think this has hurt the NBA significantly.
Oh, I think it has. I agree with that.
Yeah. Like if Steph or LeBron's not playing and you bought that ticket at LCA for your 10-year-old.
Dude, it sucks.
What do you say to them? How does that, and like that makes them not a fan.
Yeah.
Right. And these players are making this amount of money because fans buy tickets, fans buy gear, fans watch on TV. And so I do think there's a responsibility to actually go out and play.
Oh, I'm not saying it's right for the fans. I'm not saying it's right for the game. But as an individual team, you make decisions on how to get your guys to the finish line playing their best, freshest basketball. That's where it comes from. It's like the teams are set not to do this intentionally to screw over the fans. It's a strategy, right?
Well, you just said that the team doesn't care about the fan in the 300 level.
You have to prioritize.
So you are screwing over the fan.
Well, what's more important? Steph Curry being his best at the end of the year or making a fan in Detroit where we don't even play happy? What should the Warriors prioritize?
How about you train in the offseason and you train throughout the course of the season so that you can play in 82 games? Does that you prepare? I'm like, you're making enough money.
It's not that he can't, which is what I said at the start of this. Steph can play in every single game, physically could play in every single game. If I run the Golden State Warriors, do I give a hill of beans whether a fan of Detroit gets to see Steph Curry in our only meeting? That matters zero to me if I'm the Golden State Warriors. What's more important is, hey, Steph didn't roll an ankle that day. Hey, Steph, who played on a back-to-back, catches his wind and is even better for it down the stretch. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not saying I like the practice, but I get why it exists.
Okay, and I just disagree that's the mindset that they should have. You should put your players out there. They're making $50, $60, $70 million a year. And it's all the fans that are footing the bill and expecting them to go out there and play. If you show up at the stadium, at the arena, you want to see the best players and not show up and then all of a sudden, oh, well, Steph's not going today or LeBron's not going today.
Michael Jordan on NBC with Mike Tirico doesn't understand the load management, said he felt he had a duty to show up and play every single game for the fans that were fans of him, but also the fans he wanted to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He referenced coming to the palace and he wanted to shut up the guy in the 300 level. Not a surprise. Michael Jordan, not pro load management.
Right. And I mean, Charles Barkley has been very vocal on it as well. One of his quotes recently is, wait a minute, you're going to make $70 million and you can't play basketball 3 or 4 days a week? They fly private. They get the best medical stuff ever created. People working the steel mill every day, I'm pretty sure they tired too, but they go to work every day.
Let's get to the phones. Marcus in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, so I never thought I would be agreeing with Isaiah Thomas and Michael Jordan in the same sentence, right? So I agree in the sense of with the load management thing, it's ridiculous. If you're going to sit a superstar, like I heard you say earlier, don't want to roll an ankle, sit a veteran back-to-back on a back-to-back game, then you need to lower the prices because I'm coming to see Cade Cunningham. I'm not coming to see Bobby Womack, spending, 150, 200, depending on where you're sitting at, $300 seats. Like, the NBA needs to do stuff with that. Isaiah Thomas said, if you look at the NBA now, you have about 6 or 7 guys almost averaging 40 points right now. At the top. Isaiah Thomas said he would kill himself damn near if it's the pride. I'm not going to let a guy put 40 on me. And the NBA is not playing any defense. I'm watching these games. I saw the interview, and I totally agree with Michael Jordan 100% because right now I'm in a labor-intensive job, right? I want low management, but guess what? I can't. I got to see my family.
Go to your boss and be like, hey, it'll be good for our profits in Q1 next year if I get Friday off. See how that goes.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning. You guys don't do low management. you get your vacation days, you go ahead to do your thing, and you come here and you put on a good show. Yeah. I listen to you guys all five a day for the most part. So for a guy making $80 million, and you don't have to play, I mean, you're playing basketball. That's fun. You're playing a sport.
It should be. You're right.
Low management.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like if the Lions say, you know what? Jared Goff, we're in low management. We're going to do the backup quarterback. We would have a fix here in Detroit. We would have absolutely a fit. We're running for something.
Of course. I think some of this is, too, like there's so many more games in the NBA.
Right. And I get your point.
Yeah.
And it's a valid point. But if I'm watching a game, or if I'm going to turn on the NBA, I value toughness as one of the things that I want to see. And I just don't see toughness. I don't see toughness in a lot of sports right now. And the money that these guys are making is crazy. And it doesn't equate with the amount of effort that you believe you're seeing. And I say believe because I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And we don't really know what injuries are or aren't. But I value toughness, and I just don't see it today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
I wouldn't be against minute management in terms of you're going to set a minute count like they set pitch counts.
Right.
At least you're seeing them play.
Cool. Zero.
That's not what I meant.
Greg, go ahead.
I could get into a lot of points here. Here's one thing I really want to stress. John, you mentioned it in the early points. This is how teams operate. I want this to be, it's teams managing their players. It's not more than players are saying, I can't play or I don't want to play. I think we should have organizational first language when we talk about load management. This is what teams are doing. This isn't players tapping out.
Well, I think there are some players that are tapping out. That's the problem. I think there are some players that are going to the management.
I think it's solely been put on that, and I think that's wrong. Like, I think Barkley is more like hyper-focused on solely player-first issue, and I think it's an organizational issue for reasons that have been mentioned.
Well, and I think we could acknowledge it's not good for the brand, the product, the fans. We got a ticket text from a guy who says, I took my son to a Lakers game. Huge LeBron fan. He sat out for load management. Now my kid hates LeBron. Like, it's not good for your brand. It's not good for your product. It's not good for your fans at any price level,
right,
including the 300 level fans that Jordan referenced.
And in the light of the news that we had last week, now all of a sudden you're raising the question of, yeah, okay, well, why isn't this player playing?
But the strategy is all I try to bring up. Not that I like it, but I get why teams do it, is they're saying, season's so long, we're going to be in the playoffs anyway. I got a veteran player. No, he's not actively injured, but on a back-to-back, burnout's real. If we have the luxury of sitting him, it's not going to cost us a playoff spot. We're okay with trading that off. And we are more beholden to our results on the floor at the end of the year than we are to individual fans. As hard a pill as that is to swallow for fans who may only be going to that one game to see that one player one time. Let's get to Pedro. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Jantha, you know, you said about toughness in all sports. I think it's really just the NBA, because it's the only sport you see load management. It's the only like, I used to love the NBA, right? And I still watch just the Pistons now. Like, if I try to turn on, like, a regular national game, I turn it off. Just because it's, like you said, you don't know who's playing. I am so sick of the referees calling a foul every 5 seconds. It stops the flow of the game. You can't play any defense. And then when you watch the NBA, too, it seems like half the guys aren't even trying.
Yeah.
Like, you watch half the guys jog up and down the court. Like, it's just... It's just become...
Well, Pedro, we made that point last year that the Pistons picked up a bunch of games just by trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... It's not what I... You know, and it's more than just this reason. It's just all of it. You have all these guys making all this money. At least try. And the NHL, no one's not trying. The NFL, you have to try or get your head ripped off. You know, MLB is kind of a different sport, right? But, like, I feel like when you compare it to all professional sports, this is the only sport where you see these type of issues where... You just feel like when you're watching, it's a dishonest product, if that makes sense.
Totally get it.
Yeah. I mean, but just give you one ticket text before we get to Dan.
Yeah.
Please get Campbell's take on load management and then tell him Costa loves it. That's from Kendall.
I feel like I'm getting, like, people hear what they want to hear because this ticket text says, start giving cookies rest days so we can get better takes out of them.
Yeah.
Which
day would
be
best for you? I mean, probably Wednesday, maybe
middle of the week,
Thursday.
Yeah,
Wednesday, so you can have a strong Friday.
Good Friday with
going
the
to the weekend. I know you've got a busy weekend.
Well, there's five of us, so we each get one day.
Everybody take a day.
Yeah, but I value toughness, so I'm going to be here.
Oh yeah,
built different.
Again, I don't like it. I try to understand it. I don't like it.
That's not what it sounded like.
Well, no, nobody could be quite as tough as John Jansen.
Well,
you kind of are Tim the Tool Man. Can you give us a...
No, okay. I don't think this is a tough guy. I don't think this is just...
Don't play this drop game.
No, no. Uh-huh.
Damn it.
This text just came in. I like load management. Signed, Tarek Skubal.
Again, it's... but to Greg's point, where we think it's about the franchise and it's their philosophy... We didn't hear or see much pushback like we did from Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
You know, on the mound, if somebody comes out to take him out, and he's screaming at him as soon as the manager leaves the dugout.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.